There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show, Friday morning means it's time for the sweet and spicy truth. And for the first time in a while, the gang is all here as the large one joins us, the Grover.
Hello.
Hey, he is just back. And yeah, welcome back. You're getting the first question. Feet to the fire right now, man.
All right, Grover. They say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. You just got back, so...
Well, I hate to disappoint everybody. I don't gamble. I didn't gamble.
No,
I didn't get drunk. I was a good boy.
You didn't get drunk.
I did not. I had a few cocktails at a nice dinner. I went to the steakhouse in the Wynn, but no, I mean, I was there 36, 38 hours.
Oh. That's it?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That would be a tough flight home.
Yeah. I took the red eye back yesterday. So yesterday was just all recalibrating my sleep, which, of course, I'm not there yet.
Now, if you were 20 years younger, how would this 36 hours go?
I would have probably looked for trouble.
Found it.
If you look for anything in Vegas, you're going to find it.
Telling me you walked past. I mean, as soon as you get off the airplane there.
Yeah.
They're slot machines.
Correct.
And you can, I can't. I'm a slot jockey. I can't pass them, just like your wife, Holly. I think when we were all out there together, me and her got on one, and we just couldn't leave.
So thank God there's a yin and a yang, and I'm not like her. I just think if we were both the same, living in a trailer in the woods.
Not
that there's anything wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Actually, the older I get, that sounds pretty good. Don't bother me.
Get away from everybody. All right, well, there you go. Nothing stayed in Vegas.
All right, Dave, have you ever been caught stealing anything?
You mean like Stat stole the street sign from across the street?
Yeah, definitely. I thought we said he didn't really steal it.
Well,
it
was found later.
Yeah. It's not like he took it off the pole.
I did get caught stealing something when I was young, and I want to tell all the kids that are listening right now, don't do this because you'll get caught. I was, and Grover is probably the only one that can identify with this. So I don't know what year it was. I was probably 6th, 7th grade. It's when they were transitioning from 8-track tapes to cassette tapes. So 8-track tapes, they were just trying to get rid of them. Clark's Department Store in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Me and my buddy were there, and they had just these tables full of 8-track tapes they were selling, just trying to get out of there for 99 cents. And of course, I was a kid. We didn't have enough.
I say, you didn't have 99 cents.
So we each took a couple. I can remember it. One of them I took was Billy Joel Turnstiles. That was the name of the one.
No wonder it was 99 cents.
Yes, exactly. So we're walking out of the store thinking we got this, you know, cool. And this guy comes up to us, and I can still see his face in my head, points his finger at us right before we walk out the door.
Your heart dropped.
And goes, come with me, boys. Oh, he took us back. Now, technically, I think back on it now, we didn't really steal them because we had not left the property of the store.
Oh, my gosh, but they were in your jacket? Or
No. It doesn't matter. They can't.
Legally.
Legally, they can't charge you until you are outside in the parking lot with the items on you. But we didn't know that. We were kids. He brought us in there. Boys, what are you doing? He gave us the big lecture. Now, let me have your phone numbers because I'm going to call your parents. Oh, my God. I was terrified.
Did you go home and tell your parents?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Never called my parents. I went home and ratted myself out to my parents. And I think back and go, that guy was brilliant. Because he knew we were going to go home and tell our parents and he'd never have to call. And he didn't. He never had any plans on it.
Well,
but
your guilt was like,
I got in so much trouble. So there we go. That was it. Billy Joel Turnstiles, for God's sakes. Ashley, did you ever wish your parents named you something else?
My mom said when she was little that she, you know, always fantasized about having a family and a little girl, and she wanted to name her Forsythia. So I'm really glad that I'm not.
What? Say that again.
She was a child. Forsythia.
Sounds like a flower.
Is it a plant?
Yeah.
My mom also tells
me. That's why she has all this water. I'm sorry. All the time. Go ahead.
I'm continuing to bloom. Anyway, then she does tell me that my dad named me.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me if she had the chance to name me, it would have been Lauren. Ooh. And I feel like I would have been a different person if I was named Lauren. Maybe a better person.
Oh.
Wow. Kind of like shades of boy named Sue, yes. Johnny Cash. Like,
I'm the name Sue.
I can't
Sue.
See my name being anything else because it fits my personality.
That's because we met her as an Ashley, that's so we only can think
correct.
Of her as Ashley.
And then it just works for as Ashley, Trashley, Smashley, whatever.
Yeah.
And I feel like I live up to the name sometimes, but not a Lauren.
No, not Lauren. No. All right.
I feel like I'd have to be like, I don't know, a little bit more conservative.
For Cynthia? I can't
like,
even.
Maybe
for
more quiet.
Okay. Yeah, there's a cream to clear that up.
All right, last question.
All right, it's for Stat. Yeah. What was your worst, hey, y'all, watch this moment?
Oh, man.
Oh, God. We got all day? Oh, Lord.
And one answer is that.
A flood of memories coming back. How about Hamilton County Fair promoting the Demolition Derby coming up? They had me out there. And we set up a bunch of orange barrels, and I had a Demolition Derby car, and we were trying to bowl with it to see how many orange barrels, except for I go, hey, y'all, watch this. I'm going to ride on the hood
of
the car. And then my brother got behind the wheel, and as soon as we hit the orange barrels, I go flying over top of them and landed in the dirt and was like, did I break anything?
Am I okay?
You know when you like you move your fingers and you move your arms and then you like move your joints and you stand up and you look around like
I'm
okay.
All right.
Okay. I'm good. Hey, y'all see that?
Did you get a big round of applause when you stood up?
Oh my God. No, everybody's running over like, y'all right? You okay?
Right. Good.
Okay, he's fine. He's good. He's
and then
good.
Stat's like, let's do it again.
Yes. Yeah. My wife goes, next time wear a helmet. That's
no,
it.
For God's sake.
Don't do it again.
And I feel like you're living up to the name, Stat. That is a perfect example. A Winston wouldn't do that.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Friday off into the weekend we are going, and tomorrow Ashley has some big plans.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to the NASCAR tomorrow. NASCAR, yeah.
NASCAR. Like a NASCAR race?
Like Amish NASCAR.
Oh, you mean horse racing. I forgot it is time for the Preakness there. Or not Preakness, the Keeneland.
The spring meet. They're open in April and October. Have you been to Keeneland, Big
I
Dave?
Have been to Keeneland in Lexington, yes, one
when?
Time.
When?
It was like 4 or 5 years ago. I mean, it was really, I've been to the Kentucky Derby before, too, the actual race of Derby.
You bougie.
Yeah, I am bougie. But so you're going to be going, do you have to, I'm not Keeneland, I mean, I went when it was in the summer and it was really hot. So now it's not going to be, it's going to be a little cooler.
It just depends. That's the whole thing. It says it's going to be 65 and sunny, which is great. And I'm like, do I wear long pants and long sleeves? Because it's kind of windy down there.
Yes, you do.
To be honest. And then I was like thinking like, oh, I could wear a little cute hat. And I'm like, no. Yeah, I mean, you can.
You can, but that's more of a
Derby
thing.
Yeah, that's coming up. And I just plan on spending a lot of money, so I have to manifest some money today for that to happen.
Are you going
to
be wagering on the ponies?
Of course. And I got online to kind of cheat, because, you know.
Give me some of the names, because I think, you know, I don't know a lot about horse racing and stuff. I mean, it's fun to go watch and put a little money down, but I think, like, people that, when you bet on your bracket for March Madness, some people just go, I'm just picking the teams by their names.
The names,
I
the
think
mascot.
when you're betting on horses, you go, oh, that name's cute. I'm going to bet on that. Or it means something to you in your life.
Yeah, I like the names. I mean, you can look at the odds or whatever, but this first race here, She's Always Rosie. Looks, they got a little check mark next to it, so It's kind of telling you what to pick. Gift Gorgeous, Put the Crazy Away. I like that one.
That's your...
let's see, Motor City. There was one about kissing. Best Kiss Yet.
Okay.
Musical Prayer. I don't know about that one. If you had a horse, Big Dave, if you got to name a horse, what are you thinking?
Maybe Do the Jack.
D-E-W, like Mountain Dew?
Yeah, be like that and Jack Daniels. Do the Jack.
Wow, that was pretty quick.
I don't know. It just came to me. That's a now somebody's going to steal it.
Do the Jack. I know, and then it's going to like be a winner. And
yeah, I'll get nothing out. So you're heading out tomorrow, so you'll go and watch races all day and just have fun and have drinks and mint. They did mint juleps there, too.
Oh, yeah, mint juleps. That's the plan. They also do mocktails there, which I loved the last time I was there. So you don't have to drink if you don't want to.
I found, though, that sometimes mocktails are more expensive than the ones that actually have alcohol in them. You know? I mean,
they add up.
They're jacking up the price on the stuff that's alcohol-free.
It's true.
All right.
I better win some money.
You're really lost in this over here now.
I mean, I'm going down there with, like, not a lot of money in the hopes of betting and winning money. Something's wrong here.
Then you know what's going to happen? You will come back with nothing. When you go in hopes of that, you never win.
No, I'm going to win.
You need to go in with the thing like...
trifectas all day.
Oh, God. You don't even know what a trifecta is.
Like, I made a box bet, a trifecta, and I'm... yeah.
Box bet, trifecta, and mocktails. That's Ashley's horse right there.
Is that something?
Yes, it is, but you don't know what it is. Stop.
Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show, actually going to Keeneland tomorrow. She's going in with the mindset that she doesn't have a lot of money, but is going to come home with a bunch.
Yes.
Which I told her is a recipe for losing. But we're asking for advice on betting on horses, because I do it some, but I'm not really that good at it. I'm better at football and stuff. But Bryce from Erlanger, KY, says you got some tips for her.
Yeah, bet on the gray horses.
On the gray horses. So the color of the horse?
Gray or white. Seems like I always have good luck with them.
Oh, I thought you had some sort of theory behind this.
I just have some reason I got good luck with them. I like the way they look.
I didn't expect this answer, but I can do that easily.
So what's the most money you've ever won on a gray horse?
It was 50-1, so it paid $100.
Woo!
For $2.
Big Dave, do you want me to take some money down there for you and play some bets?
Yeah, Big Dave, give her about $100 to take.
Okay, I like this guy.
What is this? Am I like? I mean, I'm already an ATM for my daughter. I'm now for my work daughter, I guess, as well. My grown-up Dara over here. I'm going to have to fork over $100.
Barely grown up. I don't. If you want, I can place the bet for you. It's not. You're not giving it to me. I'm going to turn your $100 into $300.
Oh, is that? Wow. Woo! What an ROI there, huh? Come on. All right. We'll see. But thanks for the tip. Bet the gray or white horse. Yeah. All right. Thanks, yeah. Bryce.
You're welcome.
The Big Dave Show.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Call in last hour with just a terrible suggestion because he thought that I should stake Ashley here.
Yeah, Big Dave, give her about $100 to take.
Okay, I like this guy.
What is this? Am I like? I mean, I'm already an ATM for my daughter. I'm now for my work daughter, I guess, as well. My grown-up Dara over here. I'm going to have to fork over $100.
Barely grown up. I don't. If you want, I can place the bet for you. It's not. You're not giving it to me. I'm going to turn your $100 into $300.
Oh, is that? Wow. Woo! All right, so you're thinking I give you the money, but now we have another great idea coming in, and what is it?
Ashley should put her Venmo address on her windows as she drives down to Keeneland.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. But I don't know. Are people going to donate or contribute if I'm like, I'm going to Keeneland, here's my Venmo?
Well, I mean, you see it all the time with the brides going to Nashville, Bachelorette, you know, buy the bride a shot. Here's the Venmo on the, you know.
That's it.
It's a good idea.
Why did you give
Thanks
her this
so
idea?
Much.
Why?
It's great.
Yeah, we'll see if anybody, you know, donates to the great cause of my gambling problems. Yeah.
Here, help me lose your money. That's what you should say.
Help me lose your money, Venmo.
Thanks for the call.
All right, have a good day. Bye-bye.
I'll give you 20. I'll give you 20 for
20
one
20 times
bet.
5.
20 is enough, right?
I'll take anything, Big Dave. Just let me know who you want me to put it on.
I'll leave that up to you. Just make sure they're gray or white, please. 7:15. Austin, we put our Venmo on our way to our honeymoon. $1,200.
Are you serious?
He says it felt illegal.
Wow, me trying to get my Venmo handle to say it before you go to a commercial.
I'm not saying it.
It's at Ashley-Dawn.
Stop.
2020.
You cannot take money from listeners.
I'm going to turn it into more money. This is a business. At Ashley-Dawn 2020.
Stop it.
The B105 K9 Comfort Campaign.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Big Dave Show, Dad Joke of the Day on B105.
And this morning we got Sarah from Brookville, but she is a teacher at Taylor High School in Cleves. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
So are you ready to hear from the students all day long that they heard you doing the dad joke on B105 this morning?
I think it would be pretty funny if they recognize me.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, it's going to depend on how good your joke is. Let's have it.
I have a joke about pizza. But everybody said it was really cheesy.
I like it. That's a really good joke.
It's adorable.
I think you're going to hear about it today.
And now we want pizza.
I know. Pizza Friday, right?
Oh, bring it. Do they still serve the rectangular pizza there at Taylor High School?
It's not like the regular school pizza that we had, but they do some other type of thing, and it's really good. Almost just the same.
Oh, I see. I mean, pizza's pizza no matter what. You're eating pizza. Thank you for calling in, Sarah. Have a great day.
Thank you, too.
7:09, we're looking at partly cloudy as the day wears on. 66, sunny 59 tomorrow. Some more clouds and 56 on Sunday right now. The rain is out. 60 here at the B with Bailey Zimmerman.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
She has put her Venmo out there, and actually you cannot do this. You understand this. The company is not going to allow you to take money from listeners to wager and gamble with.
Well, maybe I'm not going to wager and gamble with. Maybe
you should give it back. Zach, where are you at on this?
All right. First off, I just want to say, love you guys to death. Really appreciated the birthday message to the B105 app yesterday. It was awesome. Dave, scare money, don't make money. Okay?
Oh, let's go. Yes, I love that saying.
So just throw that on the car. Throw that on the car. Scare money, don't make money. Put your Venmo, see what happens. And remember, you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
He's full of the sayings. My God.
Dang, man. You're like a Hallmark card for gamblers and alcoholics. I love it. Thanks for the call, Zach. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
You too. All right, Scott, what is your advice to Ashley on this ill-advised Venmo thing to Keeneland?
Oh, I wasn't calling about that, Big Dave. I was calling about her going down there to go betting and how to give her advice on what horses to bet on.
Okay,
well,
all right. I got
some money to bet with. I've got Scott paid me $5. Keeneland, Robert Chapel, number 6, $5. Jennifer, have fun, $10. Angela, just to annoy Big Dave, make it into more and have fun, $10. On my Venmo.
These people, they're laughing at me and giving you money. You have to give them that money back.
I will.
If they want it back. All right, what is your advice, sir?
They'll have their earnings, what they've won. So the more jockeys that want, you know, have more money are the better jockeys that are more likely to win the race.
Good deal. Okay.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Well, thank you for sharing that advice this morning. Appreciate it.
All right. Y'all have a good day.
Linda, all right. Where are you falling on this?
I don't think she should profit from it. If people give her money, anything she wins should be given to K9 Comfort.
Oh, Whoa. How about that?
Yeah, Tracy weighed in on the B105 app and said, if you happen to get money from listeners, use the 80-10-10 rule. Keep 80%, save 10%, and give 10% to K9 Comfort at Children's. But, I could do the whole thing.
80,
it's not my money.
Yeah. I don't know. But that's a great idea, Linda, and thank you for sharing with us this morning.
No problem.
All right.
What if I lose all the money?
Then I guess I'll have to pay him back. It's the way that works.
That's my partner right there.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105.
It's Who Was Right Last Night.
You're right.
On B105.
You know what? You're right.
Who was right last night? This morning we got Andrew popping in the courtroom. How you doing, Andrew?
Man, if I were any better, I'd be twins.
How about that? You're about to spill the beans on an argument you're having with Jenny. And this is the classic. This is the every guy in the world is going to relate to this, but you've taken it to the next level. Tell us what you're doing.
So anytime I ask her what she wants for dinner, what does she say? I don't care. It doesn't. I want to open up a restaurant called I Don't Care. But it doesn't matter what I suggest after she says I don't care. She doesn't want that. And we've been together a long time, and I'm tired of I don't care. So a couple of weeks ago, She said, I don't care. I went and got Taco Bell. Didn't even talk to her, went and got Taco Bell. Happened again, went and got Taco Bell. Finally, last night, she said, I don't care. I went and got Taco Bell. And I'm going to continue doing that until she tells me what she really wants for dinner. But she got, when I brought that enchilada out of the bag for her last night, which is her favorite thing from Taco Bell, she threw it at me.
Oh, she doesn't care,
but then again, she doesn't want that.
Exactly.
So wait, so she hit you with an enchilada?
Yeah, unwrapped out of the package.
Oh, it went everywhere. It went everywhere. You were feeding this to her again? This was the second time?
Third time.
But she refused to clean it up. I refused to clean it up. We both left for work this morning with it a little bit on the wall, all over the floor, on the counter.
Oh, yuck, it's going to stain.
Do you have pets? Do you have any pets that might take care of it?
We don't have any pets, no.
Sounds like you're going to have some flies.
Yeah, about to have some pets in the pets. That form.
So she's caught on to the fact, if she says she doesn't care, that you're getting Taco Bell.
You would think that would stop her from saying, I don't care. She really doesn't want Taco Bell. But every time she says, I don't care, I am getting her Taco Bell. But she looked at me and she goes, I know what you're doing. Threw it at me, went in the bedroom, slammed the door, and hadn't spoken to me since.
Why is she holding you responsible to feed her and come up with the idea? Why didn't she go get the food herself?
Because this is going to sound horrible, but it's because she's a woman. This is the only woman I've ever had tell me, I don't care.
She's a woman.
I was on your side there for a little while.
Well, if you're asking her, what do you want to eat?
And she says, I don't care.
I would expect you to go get it.
Well, and I generally go get it. We don't cook much. I usually go, whether it's order delivery or go pick it up, it's not a problem. But instead of playing that game where we try to find a restaurant where I say, what do you want? I don't care. What about sushi? No, I don't want sushi. What about Chinese? No, I don't want Chinese. What about pizza? No, I don't want pizza. Instead of doing that, I'm just going to Taco Bell every time she tells me I don't care.
So do you think she's going to come around and start ordering or going to get it herself?
You know, you would have thought after the second time, maybe.
Yeah, she's done this three times.
I mean, did you tell her this, what you're telling us? Like, hey, every time you say, I don't care, I'm going to Taco Bell.
Did she put it together?
No.
You're just expecting her to put it together like she's a detective.
First off, Taco Bell's my favorite. And if I had told her the first time I did it, she would have told me, no, I don't want that. And I wouldn't have got to have Taco Bell.
And Taco Bell has so many items on it, you can keep getting something different.
All the time. So the first two times, did Jenny eat the Taco Bell?
She did. She ate that enchilada.
So she was hungry. And now she's fed up and hangry.
But now she's figured it out, and so she threw an unwrapped enchilada at you.
I kind of think it's funny. Yeah. Is that bad?
I know. I do, too. I don't know. This takes the classic argument to the next level.
Yeah.
And I'm curious to know, where does it go from here?
Back to Taco Bell if she keeps saying, I don't care.
You're running for the border.
All right. Okay, well, we got the scenario here. This is a classic one. Statman, where you at? Team Jenny or Team Andrew?
I think the both of you are guilty here, man. I don't know. I think she's a grown adult and can feed herself, and you shouldn't make her play detective.
She's making me play detective.
Just don't ask. I don't know. I have this problem all the time with my wife, and she has dietary issues. So it gets really complicated with the gluten-free stuff, and you can't go here, and you can't go there, and all that. So it's even more extreme. But what I always do is I just ask, like, oh, I'm going to your favorite place, but I'm hungry. My brain's not working. What's it called? And then whatever she says, that's where I go.
Wow.
That's smart.
Well, that's a good move.
Yeah. Oh, no. The both of you guys need to go to separate corners. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, seriously. Your tactic is funny.
And you go to the corner with the burrito in it and clean up the mess.
I'm
not cleaning it up.
Oh, man.
If we're not going to figure it out together and you're just going to kind of be a jerk with this whole move, I'm not going to be happy about it. I'd eat the Taco Bell the first time, probably the second as well. At least go to Wendy's. Come on.
I'll be honest, I'd just keep eating the Taco Bell. If you were going to go get the food, I would eat whatever you brought back.
Go get me a number six. I'm on her side. I play this game all the time. I don't know what I want to eat, but I don't think it's right for you to be doing that to her.
But right. don't you think at some point you would start to have an opinion about what you want to eat?
Oh, I always have an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I don't know exactly what my taste buds want.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go different than what they said. I think you should be celebrated. And you should be put on T-shirts for Taco Bell and doing commercials for them, because every guy that's ever had to go through this mindless exercise of where do you want to eat, be it with a woman or your kids, you've taken a stand. In one way or another, this is going to end. Right now, she's winning the battle by throwing the enchilada at you. But coming up with this was phenomenal. That's where I'm at.
It's kind of funny, but I wouldn't want it to happen to me.
Let's see. 749-B105 and also through the B105 app. Team Andrew, Team Jenny, where you at?
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. Who was right last night? This morning we heard from Andrew, who's in a big fight with his girl Jenny here, over the question, what would you like to eat tonight? And when she says, I don't care, he's gotten tired of this, so the past three times he's just gone to Taco Bell and brought food back for them to eat. Her favorite is the enchilada. The third time he did this the other night, she took the enchilada out of the package and threw it at him.
And, sick of it, yeah.
And they have gotten in a big fight over it. Oh, my gosh, you guys have so many opinions on this. Sandy from Bracken County, are you on Team Andrew?
Yes. My husband does the same damn thing to me for years. What do you want?
I don't care. You're driving. Pull in.
Drives me out of my mind.
Are you going to try the Taco Bell exercise that Andrew has brought forth?
Yes. I'm going to start doing this every time when I say, what do you want to eat?
And
I'll
just, because
he's not up here. He didn't hear this, so it might take him a few minutes to catch on, but he'll figure it out.
All right. Thank you very much, Sandy.
Thank you.
Monica from Williamsburg is also on Andrew's team. Back it up.
Okay. So I used to be the same way, but I would at least say what I didn't want.
You're saying Jenny should start saying, I don't care, but I don't want Taco Bell again.
Yes. She does need to clean up her own mess.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Another lady coming to Andrew's defense, Tara from Southgate. Why is that?
Well, I'm sorry, but he's asking her what she wants to eat so she can speak up if they're in a relationship.
For sure.
Communication's key.
Yeah. Like, go. If you don't want Taco Bell, tell him what you want, because you know he's going to get Taco Bell if you don't. So if you can't communicate, you shouldn't be in a relationship.
Oh, wow. Andrew's got to feel vindication right now, big time. Thank you so much.
Run to the border every time. If she doesn't give you an answer, go to the border. That's all.
Danielle's weighed in on the B105 app. He took a childish and antagonistic approach to a valid complaint. I'm not saying she was right, but I might have thrown it at him too, especially if he told me something was because I'm a woman, or I would have called his mama. Let him tell her what women are like.
Oh, all right. 7:50.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
5 still calling in on that who was right last night. This morning, Andrew and Jenny, he kept asking her where she wanted to eat. She said, I don't care. So he's been going to Taco Bell for the past three times, and it's gotten ugly there in that house. But Tammy from Felicity has a brilliant idea how to end this old argument.
Well, what my husband and I do, we buy gift cards to different restaurants, and we just throw them in a hat. And when we can't decide where we want to eat, we just draw one out, and that's where we eat at.
Oh, what a wonderful idea. I love that. Makes it kind of fun. And
change it up.
And I get them at Kroger's, and then that's why they're already paid for, and I get my fuel points.
Boom. You knew what I was going to ask you, girl. I was about to say, and you better be getting those on the weekend when you get, you know, more fuel points.
That's right.
Hey.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Our good vibes today are from a man in Atlanta named Michael Hearn. And just a few years ago, Michael weighed 450 pounds. And needless to say, his weight was affecting his life very negatively.
Yeah, his health.
His cardiologist told him that he needed to lose weight and recommended weight loss surgery. And he was hesitant at first, felt like that's just giving up. But he did it. And in just a couple of years, from 2019 to now, he lost over 200 pounds.
Good for him.
But that isn't all that helped him lose the weight. He has now become an exercise junkie, and he has got a new journey where he's going to continue. He started running And in 2020, he did his first 5K, you know, that working up to that.
Yeah, it's kind of like what Jelly Roll's doing, you know, 5K in May.
Yep. And then he ran his first marathon in 2022.
Wow, that's impressive.
Now Michael Hearn is on a quest to complete 100 half marathons in all 50 states and Washington, D.C. And so far, he has done 63 of the 100. He shares his journey on social media, Instagram, just Michael Hearn there. And he's so surprised that people are inspired by his story. But I say, why would you be surprised? He, you know, himself says he's happier with himself. He had an addiction to food, and now he has an addiction to exercise.
Healthier lifestyle. Yep,
and could never imagine going back to the person he was before. I just think if this guy shows up at the Flying Pig next month, you got to stand there and cheer for him. I mean, come on, Michael. We got a marathon coming up. It's going to put you to the test.
And he's an inspiration, you know, for others who may be in a similar path.
Mm-hmm. And think they can't do it? You can do it. Michael Hearn did it. 450 pounds, now down 200 pounds, and losing more as he runs 100 half marathons. Way to go, brother. Thanks for the good vibes.
B105.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Still going with our canine comfort campaign here at the B, and this benefits Cincinnati Children's and their therapy dogs they have over there. And you've heard so many wonderful stories so far, not only from the patients, from their parents, from also the staff at Cincinnati Children's. What an enormous difference these dogs make.
Well, think about it. Even when we encounter a dog, you just brighten up. Like, you're like, come here, let me give you a little rub behind your ears, you know.
And some of these kids are in there for a while, and it really just changes their mood. I know my daughter Dara was in the Children's when she had a stroke right before she turned 5. And she was in there for some time, and I can't imagine what this program would have meant to us and to her if it had been around when she was there.
Yeah, because the therapy dogs, they can get up in the bed with the kids and just comfort them. Literally canine comfort.
And go with them to their procedures when they have to go get blood drawn or tests done. The dog can be right there with them, making it all a lot better. So that's why we have teamed up with Cincinnati Children's we're not trying to buy another dog for them. No, they've got that taken care of. They've got quite a few, but the dogs need to be taken care of themselves.
Yeah, we're trying to, you know, take care of the crew that they already have. So we have different bundles at B105.com. If you just make a gift, minimum is $10. There's the playtime bundle for toys and different things for the dogs. Accessories bundle, because, you know, collars, leashes, that's all important. Vet care, that bundle, yes. Yeah. We know if you have a pet, that can be costly. And then the fresh and clean grooming bundle, bath, haircut, trim their nails. They can't be jumping up in the beds with long, sharp nails.
And smelly.
And stinky.
I remember talking with one of our B105 listeners, Eddie, whose son Mason was over there, and they had so many interactions with the therapy dog, Chevy, and he said it was always amazing when Chevy would get in the bed or come in the room, how good he smelled. And that was from being bathed regularly. So head over to B105.com. Make your gift right now to Canine Comfort. And when you do that, you're in the running for something pretty cool. A pair of pit tickets to see Dan and Shay July 18th at Riverbend.
And an autographed guitar by Dan and Shay. Something that you can't buy.
Mm-mm, but you can help. Let's do it. Canine Comfort at B105.com. That's where you start.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
We got to get that member in right now, and it is Stephanie Smiley joining us. Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
Well, you better be smiling then, and I know you are now because you got that B105 Country Club jersey.
Hey.
Hey.
Right on. You going to wear it down to the Rock the Country concert this weekend?
Exactly.
So you're driving down to Ashland, Kentucky. It's a big crowd. Jason Aldean, Kid Rock, Miranda. Is it like Nelly there too?
I think so, yeah.
Wow. Ashley's jelly that you're seeing Nelly.
It's going to be great. I'm so excited for this weekend. And now, yes, I get to sport my B105 jersey.
Heck yeah. Who are you going down with?
One of my besties.
Now, is this one of your besties that is in your Euchre Club that's been going on since 1995?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow, going strong.
She was, she was a kid back then. She's a little younger than I am.
So what's the average take home from a big round of euchre at Stephanie's house?
Usually, well, it depends on what you win. If you win a banker, you get 100. If you win cards, you get 60.
see.
I grew up in a euchre family. All my aunts and uncles, every Christmas and Thanksgiving, the night would end with us ready to go home and go to bed and all them playing euchre in the kitchen at the house in Mount Healthy where my grandma used to live. But they never taught me how to play.
Yeah.
Never. I've never played euchre, and I've been so
curious. I'm the only euchre player in this room
right
now?
I have no idea how to play it.
I love euchre.
Oh, my God.
I actually have a deck of euchre cards. Whoop, nope.
That's a Nutty Buddy bar.
Yeah, that's not it. Right here. Look, I got all sorts of stuff.
Classic. I'm sorry. I got my euchre cards. Oh, it's a Nutty Buddy.
He really does.
Yeah. Similar size.
I'm sorry, Stephanie. I might not stop laughing at that.
Okay, I just reached in my bag for the deck of cards that I pulled out of Nutty Buddy.
Oh my God. Okay, we got to stop now. We got to move on. Enough about
four of us need to get together, teach them some euchre, play. Stats got cards and snacks.
Yeah, we'll bring the Nutty Buddies. The only thing we need to do for you now, Stephanie, is get the next song on B105 for you.
Oh, you look so good in Love by King George.
Oh, great song.
All right, you got it, girl. Thank you, and have a great time at Rock the Country this weekend.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast, B105.com.